News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Concerns for parents, particularly parents on the margins, that they may be put in a position where the purchase of tablets and other digital devices for their kids' education become just an obligation, whether or not they have the money to be able to afford it. Michael Gillespie is with us, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. Michael, are digital devices now essentially ubiquitous in schools?
Well, they are if people believe all the hype about them, that you need them for the junior cycle and the senior cycle. If we do need them, then the state should be providing them, Anton. I mean, we believe that that education, particularly primary and post-primary education, is a public service for public good. We've given out free books now, which was a great movement to equalise everything. And now it's been replaced by this demand that you need a device. And these devices are coming in, you know, when you buy the device, you buy the insurance, you buy the software, and software can cost anything now, as you know, for devices. It's coming in at €700, you know, plus in some cases a little bit less in others. You've got two or three kids going into second level. Suddenly, this is a considerable amount of money for something that absolutely will build advantage for certain people, but it disadvantages the people who can't afford it. So you could have three schools in a town. One school is a digital device school, and the parents are buying the devices, maybe because they feel they have to be the same as everybody else, maybe taking out loans to do it. But another school, schools where we represent members that are DESH schools, there's no way that the students can afford it. So something was being said earlier about socioeconomic advantage and disadvantage, we're building disadvantage on disadvantage and advantage on advantage.
And is the way to solve that through means testing and provision for those who can't afford it, or is it universal provision? Because the latter is going to cost a fortune.
Well, if you decide that devices are a necessity in the future, then maybe you set up rooms in school where we have these devices and they're timetabled to use them at certain times. That's one way of doing it. And every school is treated equally.
Yeah, but you know yourself, Michael, there is a requirement at home for them to have. A lot of kids are going home with homework that requires access to the internet and requires computers or devices.
Well, not in every school, because some schools accept that the device that's at home is a mobile phone. So some schools are absolutely not sending kids home with that device because they know they're realists. They know that the devices are not at home. We saw this during COVID, that not everybody had the same amount of devices. And also, if you talk about the cost, not everybody, the predictable cost is not just in one socioeconomic group. It depends on the situation you find yourself in. You could have a student in second level, but two students in third level. Very expensive time in life for people. We're looking at mortgage rates going up possibly now. All these things are adding to the cost of living. And if you've got two or three kids, as I said, going into second level, you know, the cost of three devices can be quite substantial.
But that then means if you take how many kids are in school at any given time? I mean, we're hundreds of thousands, one assumes.
Yeah, nearly a million. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
If you take everybody across the whole education system, yeah.
You're putting £700 per device. It doesn't take an awful lot of maths to get to very expensive very quick.
Yes, and obviously companies are willing to provide these devices to schools. You know, schools themselves don't have the facilities to do the purchasing or the buying of them. So we've got private companies coming in to provide this where, you know, the schools believe that they need them to advantage their students.
So what's your recommendation then to the minister? Is it to create a blanket policy? Is it to provide funding for it?
I think we need a blanket policy. We need to be clear whether students need them or don't need them for the new senior cycle and for the new junior cycle. If it's decided that they do need them, then it's up to the state, because as I said, we believe that education is a public service for public good. Then the state must provide it like it did with free books. You know, second level education should be a right. So everybody should be treated equally.
Michael, thanks for your time. Michael Gillespie, TUI General Secretary.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.